This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer. A free-for-all Friday.
You're asking to hear something I don't want to say. But if I do say it, I think you ought to hear it.
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
All right, then you asked for it.
Yes, we did. So lay it on us. Free-for-all Friday means you set the tone. Sitting in for Libby Znaimer, here is Jane Brown.
The Libster will return on Monday. Great to be with you here on Free for All Friday. It's always a good time because you get to be the host. I just get to play traffic cop between all the different callers who phone in. And already the lines are filling up. Numbers to call 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. Any of those topics Bob mentioned during the news have your attention? Have you talking? The whole thing about boycotting Loblaw. I mean, I have from friends and family in recent months, we've had conversations about discontinuing our weekly trips to Loblaw, Sobeys, Metro, and going to the independents. But have you followed through? And I know for a lot of people, it was when they decided to reduce the discount from 50% to 30% on the items that were nearing their best before date or were about to expire. And I think for a lot of people, that was just taking greedflation too far. Now, they did reinstate the 50% discount, but already the feeling was there. So have you fought back against greedflation? And arguably, Sylvain Charlebois was discussing with us this week that prices have come down. Inflation is not what it was at the height of inflationary times. It has come down to a more reasonable level. But some of the pricing is never going to go back close to what it was during the pandemic before inflation. You want to talk about that? We can. Also, High Park. Two aspects to High Park. Have you gone to see the cherry blossoms? Are you enjoying them elsewhere in the city, across the GTA, in Centennial Park? They are beautiful as well. Trinity Bellwoods, Robarts Library at U of T. Are you going? Are you making a special trip to go see the cherry blossoms? And what about High Park with vehicle access shut down altogether during the cherry blossom bloom and permanently on weekends? Mayor Chow was here yesterday and she was pointing out that during the week there is some access to the outer limits of High Park where you can park and then make your way in, but weekends still completely vehicle free, with a goal by City Council to eliminate vehicles altogether by 2027. And, you know, if you have disability issues, if you have young children, grandchildren with a lot of equipment, strollers, sports equipment, that kind of thing. And most certainly, if you are an elder, but you are still driving and you enjoy going into the park to experience it in the best way you can, given your accessibility issues. 416-360 1-866-744-740. Okay, it's your show. We'll start with Barry in North York. Barry, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you this nice spring, cold spring day?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
I went to see the cherry blossoms for the first time in history. I never heard about them. And my friend said, you got to go see them. Yeah, well, I see magnolia trees and stuff like that. But the thing is, because there's so many of them, you're surrounded by this beauty of these delicate little white flowers. It's gorgeous. If you haven't gone, you gotta go. And around Grenadier Pond, just up from Grenadier Pond, because you go down this trail and you're just surrounded by this beautiful.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
A canopy of blossoms, yes. And Barry, any thoughts about the hot topics of the week on your mind, or you're just about the cherry blossoms today?
No, actually, as far as the boycott, I went on TikTok and tried to get people to boycott, but I have changed my shopping habits completely. A friend of mine told me about Walmart. I didn't know they had groceries, and they didn't know that they had them so cheaply. And they also get delivered for only $7. And then I get my fruit and vegetables from Eat Impact. So I don't have to put too much money in Galen Weston's pocket, and that makes me really happy.
Excellent, Barry. Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Let's go to Ron in Guelph. Ron, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Jane. It's an extensive subject, but I'll just deal with the one thing with the lawsuit filed by a student at the TMU. To me, it's Bill Ryerson, and I think this is something that should be addressed. I give this student full marks for bravery. This whole thing with TMU started with the Lincoln Alexander Law School back in October, after October the 7th, with the letter that was put out by a bunch of the students. And the big thing with this is it's the same in the U.S. where all these protests were going on, and people could say, what's all this? Well, this is a concerted effort. There was a fella that did a podcast called Haras Rafiq, and he's an expert on Islamism, I guess you might call it.
Islamism, said, yep.
Yep. This is a concerted effort by Qatar, Iran, and some of the others, and they're spending a ton of money in North America, especially Europe as well, to try and influence the students. And it looks like they're doing a good job, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. And you bring up a great topic. I was reading all about that lawsuit yesterday. Ron, I'll let you go. Thank you, as always, for calling in. A Jewish student is suing Toronto Metropolitan University, and I agree with Ron. I'll always think of it as Ryerson because that's where I got my radio and television degree. But she is arguing that the university has become a poisoned, anti-Semitic learning and working environment in the wake of the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Her name is Nicole Sveras, a student in the media production program. That is the evolution of the radio and television arts program. Formerly an employee in the university's equipment distribution center, she is seeking $1.3 million in damages. And if you read what her lawyer is saying about what she's experienced, that she was slowly alienated from different people at the university, that during a demonstration, a pro-Israel demonstration on campus, that she and others apparently were approached by individuals who made threatening comments and even spit on the sidewalk in front of them. And she says she's been basically cut off from everybody else at the university whom she used to socialize with. So these are her allegations. But you know what they say, right? Where there's smoke, there's fire. There is likely something going on here. We'll see what the outcome is. We'll see what TMU has to say in terms of a response. But yes, we see what's happening in the United States on post-secondary campuses across the United States, threatening the anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian demonstrations, threatening even graduations from happening in the next week. There's been an encampment at Columbia University over the past 10 days. It is a situation which is volatile, right? Because we do have police coming in trying to control what is ramping up into violent protests. And we know how that situation can escalate out of control and become very dangerous. So certainly, if you want to continue on with that conversation, we can do so as well. 416-360-0740-1-866-744-740. If you're driving, make sure you call us hands-free. And we do like to hear from you as well. If you are on the road and hands-free, your experience in all of the construction, the Gardiner Expressway now for weeks, it has been reduced to two lanes between Dufferin and Strawn, and it could go on for 3 years. I mean, we do have Olivia Chow, the mayor. We have Ontario's transportation minister. We've even had Doug Ford and the deputy prime minister, Chrystia Freeland, comment on how something should be done to reduce the time frame of the 3 years, like having around-the-clock workers, as long as they're not disrupting people who live nearby and are trying to sleep. So your comments, it's your city. What do you think about all of the construction? 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. Let's go to Ken in Scarborough. Ken, you're on the air.
Thank you very much, Jane, and good afternoon. Jane, I just caught the tail end of your program on Tuesday, and I believe you had somebody on from the Urban Forestry Department?
Yes, that was with Tasha Carradine.
Okay. My comment is that they seem to be very big on promoting Norway maple trees. I'd like to point out that a Norway maple, after about 30 years or so, tends to strangle itself on its own roots and dies. We had one that's exactly what happened. It was planted by the city, brand new, back in 1986, I believe it was. After about 30 years, the thing died, had to be taken out, and something put in its place. I think it's a poor choice.
Mm.
There's one thing. Second thing, once again, to do with them, the tree of choice for the city of Toronto seems to be something called the London Plane. That's Plane. This tree is a fast-growing tree. It's resilient to road salt and resilient to pollution. So for a city, it would seem to be a good choice. The downside to it, though, and I've researched this, is that this tree just pumps out pollen all summer long, not just in the springtime, but all summer long. They went to put one of these things in my front yard, and as soon as I found out about this, I said, no way. I suffer from allergies, and this thing would have been hell. But it seems to be the tree of choice.
Okay, very interesting. In terms of your thoughts, because it sounds like you've done some research, what is your personal tree of choice?
Okay, so my choice came down to a maple. I can't remember the first name of it now. But anyway, it was the London Plane would be my absolute last choice.
Okay. Well, you can't go wrong with a maple tree, especially in Canada, right?
Yeah, I know. I know. So anyway, I guess my message is that if you are going to have the city put a tree in front of your property or wherever in your property, mm-hmm. research it first. They give you a long list of possible trees, but do a little bit of research and find the pros and cons of it.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much, Ken. Really appreciate the information.
You're welcome, Jane. Good luck.
Bye. All right, let's keep the phones ringing on this free-for-all Friday, 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. Some of you want to talk about how you've been fighting back, saving money, and avoiding the big grocery stores in recent weeks, months, and even over a year now since inflation started spiraling out of control. It has since been brought down, but still, maybe you're in a new routine. Maybe you've found an independent that you enjoy shopping at and you are avoiding going to the big grocers more out of principle and routine than anything else. Also, you know, this is the time of year, and we did a little segment the other day with our friend Wally from the Naz and Wally Sports Hour on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Are you a diehard fan? Can you remember back to the 60s when they last won a Stanley Cup? Or even back in the 70s when we had some amazing players. And by the way, you got to check out the series. It's a 6-part series about Borja Salming. I believe it's on Crave. Myron and I watched it. It was so good. Not only the actor who plays Borja Salming as a young man, a young hockey player at his prime, but also for the footage that they run of Toronto back in the day in the 70s. They kind of weave it all in with the story. And just if you're a longtime Toronto resident and a longtime Toronto Maple Leafs fan, you will really enjoy it. So we can talk about nostalgia around the Toronto Maple Leafs. As you know, if you're a listener, Zoomer Radio is not a sports radio station. So we leave most of the sports talk to the stations owned by the communications Goliaths, including the one that lays off thousands of workers every year. But that's a story for another day. But if you want to talk about nostalgia or why you love the Leafs or why you love the Leafs in tandem with being a proud Torontonian, we are all about that. Let's go to Rita in Mississauga. Rita, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jane. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that there are independent stores out there, and there's one grocery store called Giant Tiger.
Yep.
They're all over Ontario. My God, the produce is good in there. It's fresh. It's never bad. The prices are incredible. You could feed your family for almost about half of what you can do at Loblaws.
Amazing.
And they have clothing. They have all kinds of seasonal. They have toys. You know what? It's a really good little store. I try to support it. Now that I've told you that, hopefully Loblaws isn't listening, or they'll go in and buy them up. The other thing I wanted to mention to you quickly, but people should look at that Giant Tiger. It's 100% Canadian. And the other thing is that 30% off produce that they mark down,
yeah,
that's baloney. It's 30% off Loblaws. You do know that Loblaws owns RCSS store, No Frills stores,
yes,
the Eek stores. And do you know what? They will not give you the 50%. It's only applied to the Loblaws, and it doesn't apply to any of the other stores.
Oh, I see.
Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? And
yeah.
I asked them. I said, why? And they said, well, that's the way it is. It only. I said, but you are Loblaws. You are Loblaws. And they said, well, that's the way it is. I said, okay. I got a Giant Tiger anyway.
Well, you asked. Good for you for pushing. And thank you for the tip. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. It is Free for All Friday. Jane for Libby. She'll be all refreshed and revitalized when she is back here with the Zoomer Squad on Monday after a week off. We need to take a quick break, pay some bills. we have to pay bills here at Zoomer Radio. And then we're back with more of your phone calls at 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer.
When one considers the meaning of life, it is a struggle between alternative viewpoints of life itself.
A free-for-all Friday.
And without the ability to defend one's own viewpoint against other, perhaps more aggressive ideologies, then reasonableness and moderation could quite simply disappear.
Name your topic and be as deep as you like, as long as there's a point in there somewhere. Sitting in for Libby Znaimer, here is Jane Brown.
And just a reminder, here are the phone numbers, 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. Happy Free For All Friday to you. Let's go to Diana in Toronto. Diana, you're on the air.
Thank you. I'm calling about the shingles vaccine. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. In about an hour, I'm going to pick up my injection at the pharmacy and then go to my doctor for the injection. And because the province, the shingles vaccine is free until you're 70 for seniors, but not beyond that.
Right.
And I'm 78,
which
means I have to pay the $300.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I know, but that does. I listened to a program, I think it might have been on Fight Back, that by the time you're in your 80s, your chances of getting shingles are 1 in 3. I don't understand why the province isn't covering it.
Well, I'm glad you called, because this is an ongoing conversation that we've had here on Fight Back. Why just between 65 and 69 is the shingles vaccine free? I mean, the Ministry of Health trying to encourage people in that age group to get vaccinated against shingles before getting out of that age group. But in your case, you are beyond, but you've decided that it's worth spending the money.
Well, I spoke to my doctor, and she said yes. And when I heard the report that in my 80, well, I'll be 78 on Sunday, but in my 80s, I'll be up to the 1 and 3. I don't want shingles when I'm 70 or 80.
No, it's supposed to be horrible.
I know.
Yeah, I got mine as well. My husband and I, we both got ours, I'm going to say about maybe 2 years ago now. It was covered under our plan here at Zoomer Media, which is nice. But if you don't have private health insurance and you're not between 65 and 69, it is expensive.
Yeah, I had the one that was out around 4 years ago. It's the new one that my doctor said I should still
get. Yes, the double extra. One. The double one, Shingrix.
Yeah.
Diana, how are you celebrating your birthday on Sunday?
I'm going out for brunch with a friend.
Oh, nice. Well, have a very happy birthday from Zoomer Radio.
And so is the province trying to, like the three, I'm not devastated by the $300. I could use it for something else, but I'm not devastated. But $300 for many seniors is a lot.
Absolutely. And
that's my main objection.
I hear you. And anybody else who would like to call in about that, certainly the more voices the Ontario Ministry of Health hears about this, there are more opportunities they may decide to change the eligibility around the shingles vaccine. Happy birthday, Diana. I'm going to let you go, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Marion in Toronto. Marion, you're up next.
Hi there. Yeah, I live in Greektown. I feel blessed to live in Greektown. A lot of the small fruit markets have great prices still, like raspberries and blackberries, 2 for $5. And Food Basics isn't bad. Their prices haven't really gone higher, maybe some things, but they're pretty good. Basic. So,
where on the Danforth are you, Marion?
I'm near Broadview and Cosburn.
Okay, I know exactly where you are. I lived off the Danforth for 16 years, and you're right. There are a lot of great little fruit markets that you can walk to, and I mean that's the thing about the Danforth is that you can go shopping every day and pick up some stuff and continue to watch the prices.
Right, right. So, yeah, and you can walk, you know, everything's in walking distance.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Yeah. And I mean, it's the same elsewhere, too, in all of the various little villages across Toronto. Same sort of environment. And that is a good idea, supporting the independents. Thanks, Marion. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. This is Free for All Friday. Jane for Libby. And we'll go to Jay in Kitchener next.
I just want to mention the passing of Mr. Robert Cole.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
And I hope that in memory of him, that all of the playoff games do a moment of silence.
I'm certain that that is going to happen, Jay. Absolutely. Especially, I bet it will be a very touching tribute before the Leafs game tomorrow night.
Yep. I've been, as visually impaired, person who relies on the comfort of voices to get by. Like, I have a friend of mine who was total blind, and we used to go to the camp for the blind at Prairie Sound and at Lake Joseph from 1984 till 2001, and he could go all up and down the radio dial just because he knew the commentator's voices at the baseball games.
Oh, that's a nice story.
And Bill and I knew each other from 1984 to 2009 when he passed away. But he could go all up and down the radio dial just by hearing the voices of the baseball commentators.
And what was it about Bob Cole that you enjoyed so much?
Just the comfort of his voice and his it just the comfort and the consistency.
Yeah.
Of the person that he was.
Yeah. Down to earth, knowledgeable, entertaining. He was the whole package, absolutely.
I sure miss Mr. Cherry, though, on the weekend. Like, I mean, even if I didn't watch the game, I always make sure I watch Mr. Cherry's intermissions. But I'm very grateful that Bob gave us 90 years. I hope he rests in peace, and thank you.
Absolutely. Jay, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to George in Toronto. George, I think you want to talk about hockey as well.
Well, I think I should be able to talk a wee bit about it. I'm 88 years old. I did see the one and only Stanley Cup down on Bay Street.
Yes. So did you tell us your memories of 1967, the last time?
The last time, well, as I say, I seen the Stanley Cup on Bay Street, and I remember a lot of the players from back then at the time when we had the, like, Bond and Brewer and Stanley and Horton and the Hillman brothers, Mahovlich, Keon. I can go on forever here.
Right.
Ellis, Kelly, Shaq, you know, the Punch was looking after the team. And I used to be able to go down to all the games when I was younger there, and it was 50 cents and a dollar to go and see the Leafs play.
Really?
Yeah, and stand at the very, very back at the top of the grays.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful in those days because of the fact that it only cost 50 cents to a dollar.
And what was it like getting around just to get to the game? What was your mode of transportation?
At that time, we were able to take a car down and park at the back of the Maple Leaf Gardens, no charge, and walk in from, I forget the name of the street, doesn't matter.
Wood Street, probably.
Yeah. Be able to walk in from the back there and go into the Maple Leaf game and enjoy ourselves. And, you know, back then it was beautiful. There was no... Sure, there's crowds inside, obviously, but as far as walking across the streets to get to there, there was no big crowds. It was nice.
Yeah, nice memory.
It was comfortable.
And you've been a fan all these years?
Yes, I've been a fan since I can remember. I think I was started probably around 12 to go down to see all the games.
Yeah.
And then we were able to see the Marlies and St. Mike's on the Saturday before the Leafs played, you know, in the evening.
Yeah.
So, yes, to tell you the truth, I'm still a Maple Leaf fan, always will be, even though I cry each year.
I know. George, thank you so much. Great story, great memories. Really appreciate it.
Okay, have a nice day.
You too. Free for All Friday, Jane for Libby, and the numbers to call, 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. As Zoomers, obviously we have vital lives and we're very busy and these days as older people, but especially for somebody in their late 80s, the nostalgia and the memories and the looking back and the reflecting on, that's really enjoyable. Really like that story from George. Let's go to our friend Sita in Mississauga. Sita, what is on your mind today?
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Great.
Good. I'm glad everyone is having a better Friday.
Yeah.
Now that the weather is getting better, it's better to go outside and exercise than going into the mall. In this way, you will spend less.
You'll spend less? Yes.
Yes.
You're supposed to be walking. You're not supposed to be stopping at the stores.
Because people go in because it's so cold and all winter you're in the mall and you see things and you end up buying that you don't even think you're going to buy.
Oh,
right?
That's funny. Okay. So do you walk in your neighborhood every day?
Not every day. I try to get out as much as I can, but I try to go to parks and enjoy as much as I can because then I can see the birds, the water, talk to people, things like that.
Very nice. And Sita, let me ask you, since we were reporting this morning, the nomination cutoff for your next mayor in Mississauga is 2 p.m. today. So it looks like you've got 21 candidates running. Do you have any thoughts about the mayoral by-election?
Oh, my gosh, you caught me off guard here. we were thinking, because, of course, we have to get a new mayor.
Yeah.
But it's so difficult because Bonnie been in for so long that we weren't paying attention to the other candidates.
Mm-hmm.
The other people were running there. But I do have one person in mind, but... I'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we will talk more about it as well as we get closer to by-election day, which is June 10th. And maybe you can get in on that conversation as well after you do a little more research.
Yes,
okay.
Because we do have to hear what they have to say.
Yes.
But I want to say one more thing. So when our city tree died 28 years ago, we planted a red maple.
Oh, yes.
And when my when our grandparents died, the kids and their friends and coworkers, they planted trees instead of flowers.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's a good way to keep all the plants and trees growing instead of keeping, all right? And memories alive as
well. You're right. And a red maple is a really good choice.
Yes.
Japanese maples are a little more finicky, especially when they're young and haven't really fully rooted. But red maples, for sure, you can't go wrong.
Exactly.
All right, Sita. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Although the red maple my husband and I put in a few years back, it got there was a virus around last year, you know, that makes the leaves white and the branches white. So we've got a special spray and we're hoping that this year we can get that under control because it was very weird having the tree is perfectly healthy, according to people I was talking to at nurseries, but it just has this virus which colors the leaves white. Very unusual. And I know it was around all over the city across southern Ontario last year as well. So hopefully we can get a handle on that with the proper environmentally friendly spray from your local nursery. Numbers to call on this free-for-all Friday, 416-360-0740, 1-866-740-4740. Let's go to Lisa in Toronto.
Hi there, Jane.
Hi, Lisa.
Jane, you just had a couple of really nice, happy calls. Mine's not so happy.
That's okay. That's okay.
I want to talk about these protests that are going on. I live downtown. I found myself on Family Day shopping down at Queen and Spadina, and there was a massive protest going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of police, lots and lots of folks, hundreds of folks. I'm trying to get across Spadina to the other side of Queens, and I come across a woman who looks very similar. I'm an old broad. I'm an old white Caucasian Canadian, and there's a woman sitting there, looking very similar to me, holding this big sign, and it said, "White is dead."
What did it say?
White is dead.
White is dead.
Yes.
Okay.
And I looked and I said, my God, I said, that's a terrible sign. And she looks at me and she says, thank you, with a smile on her face. I said, no, you're not, thank you. I said, what's the matter with you? Where do you think you are? Who are you? Like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I go up to my local, there's a little Turkish place down at Nassau and Augusta. I live in Kensington.
Okay.
And I go there every week. I buy a bagel from them. The people are very, very nice. I go to walk in. Big truck pulls up, Free Palestine, dripping with red paint. I go inside. I thought I was in another world. The dirtiest looks that the people, everybody that had come from the protest were in this place. The dirtiest looks as though I felt like I was somewhere I shouldn't be in my own neighborhood. This has become ridiculous. This has become so offensive. Now, you know, somebody looks at you and says, you're nothing because you're white. I don't know where this is going, but it's frightening. It's frightening. Our city has changed. I've been here since 75, and I've seen the city go through a lot of changes, but this is scary. This is sad, and we've got an influx of this going on, and there's absolutely no control, and they're blaming the police for these rallies. Well, what are they supposed to do? Just have a free-for-all? Pardon the pun.
Yeah. Lisa, thank you very much for calling and sharing your experience. Some of these protests have turned into ugly scenes, to say the least. The acts of anti-Semitism that we have seen since October 7th at certain businesses across Toronto, the GTA, also very disturbing. When did we lose our sense of decency in civil calm protest demonstrations? I mean, that is the beauty of Canada and Toronto. We all basically have lived in harmony here. So many people of so many different backgrounds in this great city of ours. And we don't want to see it devolve. We want to see peaceful protest. We want to, you know, if you want to protest Nathan Phillips Square, great place to go. You want to protest what a certain country is doing, their policies. Go to the embassy, protest there, but don't protest businesses and civilians who are just trying to live in peace here in the city of Toronto. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox because it is your show. It is Free for All Friday, and we have one more segment to go after a quick break. So grab a line while you can, and we really do enjoy the calls, the nostalgia over the Toronto Maple Leafs from once upon a time. Also, that call was very nice about Bob Cole. And our friends, Naz and Wally, by the way, are running a repeat interview on Sunday at 9 with Bob Cole, a conversation that Naz and Wally had with Bob Cole in 2017. So you'll want to tune in on Sunday morning at 9 to Zoomer Radio to hear that. And just to hear more of who Bob Cole was as an individual, in addition to the great play-by-play announcer that he was for so many decades. Okay, we're back with more of your phone calls right after this quick break. 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer, a free-for-all Friday. Step up, say your piece, and we promise not to interrupt.
Excuse me!
Just be lively about it. We have a lot of listeners hanging on your every word. Sitting in for Libby Znaimer, here is Jane Brown.
It will be great to hear Libby back on the air Monday after her vacation. And by the way, stay tuned to Zoomer Radio through the weekend. We have really great programming, including a couple of shows we call Best of Fight Back. So basically the best of the conversations that were had over the course of the week, Monday to Thursday, on Fight Back with our great guests, entertaining, informative, the best guests on the radio. And those programs are hosted by me and produced by our friend Dan Christakos in the other room. So I've been floating some topics to see what grabs you. And by the way, those shows are 12:30 on Saturday and Sunday here on Zoomer Radio. Yeah, floating topics to see what grabs you today. And we've kind of had a smattering of topics going today. Nothing really has gotten the phones ringing en masse on a certain topic. So let's just kind of review what we've heard so far. A lot of people have fought back against so-called greedflation and are shopping at different places than they were before inflationary times. Not so much with Loblaw or Sobeys or Metro. People are experiencing going to Independence. We heard a call there really promoting Giant Tiger and that their pricing is much less. Somebody else called about Walmart. Other people are ordering their groceries in from Independence. What about you? Or do you continue to go to the Loblaws, the grocery store we love to hate? I admit I still go, but I try to work the sales and the point system to my and my husband's advantage so it benefits our bank account. But you got to do the research, right? You got to be an educated consumer and not buy products that are overpriced. So this week, if cauliflower is $5.99, we're not having cauliflower. But if it's $1.99 or $2.99, then we'll have it. So make the system work for you. Collect the points, cash them in, make sure you're looking for sale items, and prepare for dinner what's on sale that week. That is one way. I know Ellen Roseman, she was telling us, the consumer advocate and journalist, that she does the same thing. Okay, so that's one of the topics we talked about. We can also talk about Toronto Maple Leafs nostalgia, remembering back to when they last won the Stanley Cup, because they're not out of it yet. They're down 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night. And what you think that might do to the city, not only if they win the first series against the Bruins, but if they keep on going, we would love to see them march toward the Stanley Cup because of the legacy that team has here in the city of Toronto. We can talk about the keffiyeh ban at Queen's Park that continues to stay in place as a result of a couple of PC MPPs who want to see the ban stay in place, because when there is a motion to overturn the ban, it needs to be a unanimous vote. And that has yet to happen on two occasions, when when NDP leader Marit Stiles has put forward a motion to reverse the ban. And by the way, all of the party leaders, including our Premier, Doug Ford, say that the ban should be overturned. But it is an individual vote. And yesterday, Sarah Jama, the controversial independent MPP from Hamilton Centre, she was wearing a keffiyeh around her shoulders. She was asked to leave the legislature by the Speaker. She did not. He decided not to have her forcibly removed, but he took away all of her privileges for the day. So what do you think about that situation? It has certainly become a big distraction. Numbers again, 416-360-0740, 1-866-744-740. Jerry in Markham, what would you like to talk about?
Good afternoon, Jane. I think some of the topics are an example of how, unfortunately, the tail wants to wag the dog, and the scarf situation. It's an effort to provoke and incite. At the end of the day, that's all it's all about. It may be a peaceful form of protest. But let's go outdoors. Let's go to some of these protests involving anti-Semitism. The people that walk around with their faces covered, what are they hiding from? The question is, they're actually prepared to commit a felony if one of them should pick up a rock, a stone, a piece of wood or whatever, and throw it at a police officer. That is a felony. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard anything about people that are wearing a disguise in the commission of a felony. That is what it is. It's in the books. And it's time. Stuff like that got to be enforced by our lawmakers and our police.
So you would like to see more enforcement. You would like to see more enforcement.
Well, the thing is, if the laws exist, why are they not enforced? People who cover their faces, it's called wearing a disguise in the commission of a felony. And you can bring on your legal advocates on the show, and they would be hard-pressed to deny the viability of such a charge.
Well, I think if you're covering your face, but you're not acting in any way but peacefully, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, the thing is, why are they hiding their faces?
Well, some of that is cultural, Jerry. Some of that is cultural, right? So.
Well,
I mean, you can't label everybody who want, like some of the women who wear hijabs, they also cover their faces and they do so peacefully and because of their religion and their culture. So you can't paint those people with the same brush as those who would commit a felony during a protest.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
At any rate, the people that show up in Parliament, in the legislature wearing scarves, let's be honest. We know what it's all about. It's and the politicians, they tiptoe around it because they're concerned about voter content being disturbed and so on. Come on. Let's have somebody other than these two politicians that stepped up from the BC party to voice a legitimate opinion here.
All right. I appreciate your point of view and your opinion, Jerry. Thank you for calling.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Kirsten in Mississauga. Kirsten, you want to get back to talking about trees?
Yes, about the Manitoba maple.
Oh, yes.
I was shocked when I heard that was recommended because it's an invasive species.
It is a weed. A Manitoba maples are weeds.
Oh, sorry, did I say Manitoba? I meant to say Norway maple.
Oh, Norway maples, because the Manitoba, I've had a Manitoba maple tree, and they will grow anywhere, and they can be troublesome, absolutely. But
that's
I don't personally know about the Norway maple, so please feel free to continue.
Okay. Yeah, it's also an invasive species, and conservation authorities spend a lot of time and effort and money to remove them from their watersheds, because they do take over. The roots produce a toxic substance that kills things growing under them, and the leaves leaf out early and they stay on the trees later than other trees, and so the grass underneath it isn't getting enough light and tends to not grow, tends to die off over time. And it's very susceptible to this black tar spot fungus, which produces these large raised patches, black patches on the leaves, which look terrible and causes the leaves to turn brown and wilt.
Okay, I think we need to do some reading about the Norway maple. Thank you so much for calling in, Kirsten. Let's go to our friend Wendy in Guelph. Wendy, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Jane.
Hello.
You guys made me laugh this morning.
So what's on your mind?
My comment and my suggestion, because I could pretty much talk about all the subjects because I'm in the nonsense of it all, but I won't. So Hyde Park, this no cars, yes cars, weekend, not a disability because I fall into that, kids. What about the C&E trams that they use for 3 weeks out of the year? I love the C&E, oh, go, go, go for all my life. But those C&E trams, they got three or four of them. Are they able to use those possibly?
Well, that's a suggestion. I don't know.
You've got your ear to Miss Olivia Chow. Maybe that's a little suggestion that could come across. What about the C&E trams? Are they able to get put into the mix
okay.
of using them over okay. the summer, I guess, right?
Yeah, Wendy, thank you so much. Good suggestion. And this conversation is not over about the vehicle ban on weekends in Hyde Park. We will continue to talk about that. Julius is calling from Scarborough Guildwood.
Hello, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Very quickly, I know time's winding down. And what's the status of Bonnie Crombie? Because whenever I see somebody speak for the Liberals in the Ontario Provincial, it's Mr. Fraser. And I understand Bonnie doesn't have a seat. Is that the reason she's not sort of speaking for the party? She's leader. She was elected leader, but
no,
is she a leader?
She can certainly speak in the hallways and in the media news conference area. She's welcome to speak in the hallways. But you're right. John Fraser has been a spokesperson for more of the time than I would have expected.
So does Ms. Crombie have to get a seat first?
She has to get a seat to be able to speak in the legislature, but she can speak anywhere else in Queen's Park to reporters, in the media studio, wherever she wants, not in the ledge.
Are you like me? We haven't seen or heard much of her.
No,
that.
You make a good point. She could be behind the cameras, behind the microphones more than she is. Absolutely. Good point.
Because at the moment, Dougie's running roughshod over her.
Well, yes, and we've got a couple of by-elections coming up next week. So the results of which are going to be very telling, very interesting.
They'll be very interesting, and I thank you for taking my call. I'm Julius, signing off.
Okay, Julius. Let's go to Rosemary in Toronto. Rosemary, you're on the air.
I want to say about the maple leaves. They always get to this point and have a fallback. I wish everybody would support them. I support them now, but I used to be a Blackhawk fan till they all split up to the individual, like World Hockey and that. But I can remember when they had won the Cup in 65, they had a ticker tape parade down Yonge Street. They had each hockey player in a convertible sitting at the back like the models used to do.
Yeah.
And all the buildings, which were practically demolished now, they were up at the top and throwing tickets out the window, you know, so people would catch them and they'd fall all over the...
I love that. I love that. That is great.
And you could see them really good. I remember the Mahavlitz, and I think, he used to be the Blackhawk, and he's now a Blackhawk, but he was the chief. And it was, you could see them right up close, and because you know you'd never get to see them otherwise.
Yeah, that's right. Rosemary, thank you for that memory. Let's go to Bob in Etobicoke. Hi, Bob. Turn down your radio, and you are on the air. Okay, Bob, we need you to turn down your radio. We do have a bit of a delay, which is why it sounds confusing for you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, what would you like to add?
Bob Cole, he died. He was 90 years old.
Yes.
From Newfoundland.
Yes.
And that's where I'm from.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I moved up here about 25 years ago.
Okay.
And yeah, I love Bob Cole on the hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, he has the greatest voice. Oh, baby. Hey, you remember that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm 78. So there you go.
All right, Bob. Thank you for your memories of Bob Cole. Okay, John in Toronto, if you can go real quick.
Okay. I'd like to see Mayor Chiao bring some focus to the number of policemen that are on suspension, on paid suspension. Let's understand how many are there, what action is being taken to get them back to work, or other actions being taken. And I think the Mayor Chiao should report on this on a monthly basis.
All right, John, thank you for that. You are a Toronto resident, and certainly that you are entitled to your opinion on that issue and others. Thank you very much for your phone calls this past hour on Free for All Friday. Have a great weekend. Bob Komsic up next with the news, and then Eva D with the number ones at one.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.